Let's do the top five at five.
All right, then.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
I don't care how much growling Jeff Sessions does, Donald Trump is never going to like him. It's just over. It's just never going to happen. Today, the Attorney General spoke to Department of Justice employees in Virginia and said that people who are seeking asylum in the United States to escape gang violence in their home countries are no longer welcome.
Saying a few simple words, claiming a fear of return, is now transforming a straightforward arrest for illegal entry and immediate return into a prolonged legal process where an alien may be released from custody into the United States and possibly never show up for an immigration hearing. Let's be clear. We have a goal. And that goal is to end the lawlessness that now exists in our immigration system.
Still doesn't like you. He still doesn't like you.
Not going to stay here.
Now, he's not 100% wrong about that. There is a lot of abuse. There's a phrase that some people will use when they get picked up by immigration authorities and say, listen, I have a reasonable fear of returning to my home country based on violence or retaliation or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. And then that gives them an automatic stay of deportation, and they go into a system where they show up and there's a hearing about that, and they have to prove it.
Sometimes it's a very lengthy process before the hearing, and the whole processing
right.
of their particular and situation takes some time.
There's no question that people disappear in that. There's no question. But the other side of that is that there are some legitimate people who are here that will get murdered when they go back to their homes.
Right.
And the question is, and this is not just from Central America, not from the places that are scaring all of the, you know, the Fox News viewers where they show people lawlessly wearing bandanas that say MS-13 on them. But from all over the world. Including, there's one very kind of rising in infamy case here in Chicago of a woman being deported to Lithuania who's fearing this, and the government's mm-hmm. not listening to her. It's a former judge, a judge from Lithuania, who's being sent back because they said she overstayed her visa here because she feared going back because of her opposition to the government. They were going to murder her there.
Yeah.
And so they're not listening to that at the time. So there are real, you know, there are real people who get involved in the middle of all of this. And there are legitimate reasons. So maybe the system needs an update. We're making so much money in the United States of America. America's winning so much. Every day we're winning. We can't afford to make our immigration system better. So that people who would be not just valuable to the United States are induced to stay here, but people who are coming to the United States because it is the last bastion of freedom and democracy in their world,
right,
can't become good citizens here? No?
They can. I think that they're trying to redefine the path. And they've also received criticism for people who come with children and then they're separated because the asylum system treats adults and children differently, and so you're separated.
Yeah, that's a separate situation too. That's been going. You know, it was interesting though. That activists got caught in the gears of that this week though, because that weekend they put out that picture of the two kids sleeping in what looked like a big dog cage,
right?
You know, in custody.
The rounds,
right? But that picture was from 2014.
Mm-hmm.
During the Obama era, right? So, I mean, this has been going on longer. I think it's time, if we want to keep winning, we want to keep doing that, then the way to do that is to maybe take some of this, all the money that we're making right now and how rich and we're spending all this money and the government would spend some money and fix that system.
Yeah.
No?
I think it sounds right.
Nope. Nobody buying my, no one's buying it because it just doesn't agree with them.
Number four.
Secretary of State Pompeo held an extensive briefing today in Singapore, hours before the big Kim-Trump summit. He says the ultimate objective is the complete and verifiable irreversible denuclearization of the peninsula.
Sanctions will remain until North Korea completely and verifiably eliminates its weapons of mass destruction programs. If diplomacy does not move in the right direction, and we are hopeful that it will continue to do so, those measures will increase.
The president tweeted 14 minutes ago, we should say, "The fact that I'm having a meeting is a major loss for the U.S., say the haters and losers. We have our hostages, testing, research, and all missile launches have stopped. But these pundits who have called me wrong from the beginning have nothing else they can say. We will be fine." We won't learn what is actually said during the summit, or won't get even a feeling for it for many hours, like 3 o'clock in the morning our time.
Until he goes on with Sean Hannity, which we're told is going to be his the way he's going to speak to the world about this.
He also tweeted, I don't know what you make of this, Ro, but about 26 minutes ago, talked about the stock market being up almost 40% since the election, $7 trillion of value. It added black and Hispanic unemployment lowest in history, female unemployment lowest in 21 years. So
I hadn't heard that.
I just wonder the timing of trying to talk about some of your other wins in advance of this maybe is measuring
well, this is a good
expectations.
Opportunity. With all those wins, this is a good opportunity to fix that immigration system, isn't it? Yeah? No? No?
Maybe?
I don't know. All right, wait, here's more of Mike Pompeo.
The context for these discussions is radically different than ever before. The backdrop against which these negotiations are taking, President Trump has said in a way that is fundamentally different than before. President's made very clear, until such time as we get the outcome that we're demanding, economic relief is not going to be provided. That's different. There was always this hypothesis that somewhere along the way the Americans would take their foot off and allow those economic opportunities for the North and thereby reduce the capacity to actually achieve the deal. We're not going to do that.
More on this coming up. As the former ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, is going to join us after 5:35 this afternoon. We'll discuss not only the president's declaration of war on Canada earlier over the weekend, but also his what's going to happen here. What can be expected from a diplomatic exchange like we're about to see in Singapore? And as the president likes to say, unlike has ever been seen in the history of humanity ever before.
That's right.
The likes of which has never been seen before. Doesn't matter what he's done. You just wonder if he's ever gone to the bathroom in the morning and goes, honey, I just did something likes of the world has never seen before in there. We have got Judy Pilak telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour right now in the WGN newsroom.
Then there's this. Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, that is. Joe Donlan, weeknights WGN-TV News at 5, 6, 9, and 10.
No big deal. Played golf with Joe Donlan last week. Right, Kev? We're basically best friends now. Yeah, no
you
big
guys,
deal.
BFFs, besties, you're all going to be golfing again, right? Really soon?
Yep.
Did he invite you back?
Yep, no big deal.
Yeah. I think you're overstating
Make
things a little
team.
Bit.
Make a great team. Yeah, Team WGN. Yeah.
Checking in at
number 3.
Students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the drama club at that high school, took to the stage last night during the Tony Awards. This is a very emotional moment.
It was.
They performed their rendition of Seasons of Love from Rent, including this solo by this young girl. I don't know, she's 16 years old, 15, 16, 17 years old. Listen to this.
Seizing the moment. I mean,
unbelievable.
Wow. She said it was her dream to be on Broadway and that she had no idea what happened this soon. I mean, like, she'd have this. Obviously, it's bittersweet because of what they're there for. And they also honored the teacher who helped close the door to the drama class and advise the students and try to pull as many kids to safety as possible.
Right.
65 students sheltered in place in her drama classroom.
In her very small classroom, they said, for 2 hours.
Unbelievable.
Until she was able to get them safely out of there. And, you know, that and it looked like a drama club, right? It's a bunch of kids, a bunch of high school kids. And then this girl steps up and shines during her solo there. And you have the best musical theater talent in the world, the greatest assembly of humans in the world,
absolutely
involved in front of her. Imagine how intimidating that is. And then she just takes off. Those kids, from that horrifying experience of February 14th to this very moment, you know, for have just been such it's just such a pride-inducing moment to watch those kids step up and be as present and devoted and articulate and I just in the moment is the best way I can put it, as they have been, as they've told their story. It's just an amazing thing. A lot of credit has to go to the instructors and to that school district, because those are some great kids.
They are.
Amazing stuff. All right, checking in at
number two.
25th anniversary of the release of Jurassic Park is today. Of course, it was the Michael Crichton book. You all know what happened in it. Richard Attenborough gets eaten. Now, here's the thing. There's a sequel coming out.
Boy.
Next weekend, I think, right? Richard Roper will be here to discuss. Ooh. Here's a little of the original.
So you two dig up dinosaurs?
Well,
try it.
You'll have to get used to Dr. Malcolm.
Great movie. I think that one stands up.
Oh, totally.
In time, doesn't it? Because I just saw it with my daughter not too long ago. I thought, wow, that was a good movie.
The dinosaurs seem so real.
You do.
I will. You know what?
So.
You know how many? But you know the problem was, you know, so many people went out and got velociraptors as pets, and then you found out that you couldn't have them.
The
cutest babies, and then they grow up, and then they were
trouble.
Yes, the shelters were filled with velociraptors after that. All right, and finally,
number one.
Okay. Don't tick off Lisa Lampanelli, the comedian.
No.
If you're at her show, don't heckle her.
Ooh.
Don't tell her you want your money back.
I said it and I mean it, you moron! Anyone who thinks I need any help needs to shut the up. Every one of you, I am talking to this guy. I didn't need your help with any of my life. I don't need it now. So shut the up and let me have a conversation.
Ouch. Wow. Did she react strongly?
I think she might need help.
The guy tried to give her a $100 bill to shut up.
I don't know. That's
why are you at the show then? What are you doing? See, just going to cause trouble. That's all you're doing right there.
She says it was most likely because she was a woman, and then he said some kind of a slur to her too. So she just lost it.
I don't think that covers the money disparity there, just $100.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. All right, we're going to talk to Ambassador Heyman coming up right after this.
The top five at five.